A new era of newspaper journalism has taken hold of central New York this week. The Post-Standard's new business model is in place with fewer printed copies of the paper and more emphasis on digital platforms. WRVO's Ellen Abbott looks at the implications of this move.
For the last 35 years, Ted Sullivan of Fayetteville has had a daily routine.
I get up early in the morning, and I go out and get the paper, bring it back in here, pour myself a cup of coffee, and I read the paper right here.
He won't be doing that this morning, the first day of scaled-back delivery of print editions of the Syracuse Post-Standard.
I'll tell you this, I'm not going to be driving down to the local convenience store and buying my paper. I just wouldn't do that.
He and his wife bought an iPad in anticipation of these changes.
I'm not one that enjoys reading things on a little 9x6 screen, but we'll make do, you know, make do. What else are we going to do?
Sullivan, like thousands of other central New Yorkers, is getting used to a new normal, a digital-heavy world of the Post-Standard. And it's harder for older central New Yorkers who may not be so digitally savvy or comfortable reading from a screen. Tim Kennedy, head of the Syracuse Media Group, says the company realizes this.
We are in the process of conducting a number of seminars around the community to try to go to places, libraries, senior centers, where we can train folks on how to get online or how to use the ePostStandard.
The bottom line, though, says Syracuse University Newhouse Dean Emeritus David Rubin, is how you react to this change mostly depends on how old you are.
You and I are print people. And so for us not to have a print product 7 days a week is a jolt. My students are not print people. This is nothing for them.
Others affected by the change? The city of Syracuse. The city spends more than $200,000 a year posting various legal notices in the Post-Standard. Common Council is changing the days certain legal notices are required by law to be printed from Saturday to Sunday. But there's a problem with the state. Some items, for example, notices involving the airport, must comply with state law, and that defines a newspaper as something that is published daily. So in order to be legally compliant, the city has to send that business to other dailies, like Oswego or Utica. First Assistant Corporation Counsel Joe Berry says hopefully things will change.
We're seeking the state to broaden their law so that a newspaper publication could not only be the physical publication, but if the newspaper has a website, use that as well, or in lieu of.
Beyond the physical shift from print to digital, there are some who question the product. Newhouse Journalism Chair Steve Davis does have some concerns, most notably about recent staff changes. He's also worried about what he thinks will be a lack of editorial oversight when mobile reporters put stories directly on the web.
If somebody sees a mistake or an error or a problem, well, no problem. We'll fix it. And then if somebody sees another one, no problem, we'll fix it. But that's no way to run a railroad, and that's not really quality control. That's triage.
Kennedy, meantime, says there is oversight. They've just changed the classic print editorial workflow.
We certainly have the editing and editor function in various places, both with our reporters and with the folks that are creating the printed publication and online.
Another intangible, whether a watchdog press can translate into a digital world. Does a story on a screen have the same impact as a physical newspaper? Rubin says yes.
While I and probably you will miss the double-deck headline that screams this is a big story that gets everybody to talk about it, that, too, will just evolve.
That's where social media like Facebook and Twitter comes in.
This becomes the new water cooler. People won't say, did you see what was in the paper this morning? They'll tweet something. Did you see what they did on Syracuse.com this morning? And they'll tweet the link.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.